Thank you, Juliet. Morning, everybody. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
How are you? Are you good?
Yeah, well.
2024.
Yes.
Have you changed the... we don't write checks anymore, but that's the kind of commonplace where I often make the mistake at the beginning of the year. You know, we don't even handwrite letters anymore, do we? So I can't even adjust my handwriting. But Happy New Year. Our series at the beginning of 2024 is My Church Is. Do you know this is a bit of a loaded title? We're going to explore this throughout the month, but it's a loaded title because just those two words, my church, means so much. Firstly, who's my? Well, that's you and me. And I want to say welcome to a few other people who are joining us online. We've been building relationships with churches around the world. And I want to say good morning, really good afternoon, to Pastor James and those in Sumo in Kenya who are joining us today. That's fantastic. Connecting with other places of the world. So welcome as part of our service today. It's great to have you joining us. For those who are around the world are joining us for our service. So when I say my church, translate to the place that you call home. The place where you look to for feeding, the place that you look to for inspiration, the place that you go to when you need help. You know, because first place we go to when we need help should really be God, shouldn't it? I mean, at 2 o'clock in the morning, ring me up and say, Pastor Dave, I need prayer. Because my first question to you will be, have you prayed already? And if you haven't, I'll probably put the phone down on you. But yeah, if you say, I'm going to God first of all. There are adverts on the British TV that used to say something like the AA or the RAC, those road assistance services. They're your fourth emergency service. And we often talk about the ambulance and the police and the fire service. But you know what? There's an emergency service for me that's way above the police and the ambulance and the fire service. And that's God. Let's start. When we're in a desperate place, let's cry out to him. When we're in a place where we need help, let's cry out to him. Anybody already in 2024 had a place where you go, oh my goodness, what is this? Anybody? Hands up. Anybody had something even this weekend maybe? Something, there's stuff that's happened. I'm aware of stuff that's happened. And actually, we can't sort it out. And we go, God help me. And there's nothing better than getting our eyes fixed on him. But, church is something I hope that we're proud of. If it's not something we're proud of, then we need to change. And please don't, I want to encourage everybody this morning. So when I talk about my church, I'm not just talking about my church, I'm talking about your church too. And church, what is church? Church is a family of people. You know, if you invited a friend to church and you brought them to this building, they would go, is this church? Where's the tower? Where's the steeples? Where are the pews? Because lots of people don't realize that church can be a gathering of people. It's a gathering where people who are looking to God. And in that midst, we're looking for healing. We're looking for answers to prayer. We're looking for God to move by his Holy Spirit. And so when I say my church, I want you to translate it to your church too. So let's start in Matthew chapter 16. And let me just read that. It's from the New King James Version. When Jesus came, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? I bet you've already been asked this week, how was your holiday? How was your break? How was your Christmas? And you choose how you answer it. I had a good time, had some good food. On Monday, some people will say to you at some point, how was your weekend? I wonder what you'll say. Oh, it was a good weekend. Yeah, the sun shone. Shining now. Or are we going to say something? Just give a little glimpse of church. Who do we say he is? And so they say John the Baptist. Some say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And also I say to you, that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind in earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. God's building his church. Now, please don't just look at this and think this is scripture. This is a person and God's building just upon, you know. God's building his church today. God's building his church. You go back to that scripture, and actually we could go back to that verse. And Jesus said to him, to you, blessed are you, put your name in that place at the moment. For flesh and blood are not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. Revealed that you're part of the living stones of what God is building in this place. You're part of the living stones of what God is building around the nation. Living church is drawing people. There are plenty of churches that are closing. You know, I want to talk as we push into 2024. We won't fit in this room on a Sunday. We've already had to make room to move out the tables. We did that last year, and we now have to do that every Sunday. But you know, making room, and it's a theme that I will push into throughout the year, making room is not just about making some more space in terms of physicality. I don't know what you would do if you came to church next Sunday and there were so many guests in here that there wasn't a seat for you. I wonder whether you looked at him. I wonder whether you would turn around and go home again, or whether you'd be standing at the back going, yes, this is fantastic. You know, one of my family principles was family holds back. You know, when often you'd invite people around for dinner and you'd cooked, I don't know, so many pieces of chicken, and you'd have to go without chicken that day because you were serving chicken to somebody else. And to be honest, if I came into church and somebody keep on the floor, because they're more important than I am. And that. Guests are so important. The first time they come, they want to feel welcome. So if we make room, we will press into evangelism in 2020. We will evangelism out in new ways. But you know, there's a consequence of evangelism. If you invite people to come to church, some people will come. Okay? And here's the first thing. It's quite difficult to find our building. The postcode's getting better, but it's still not working perfectly. And so that means there'll be people wandering around outside looking for the building. You know, so people who are welcomers on the door, we need to not be standing inside the door keeping warm. We need outside the door looking for someone who's trying to find a building. Do you know what? And I've done that sometimes. Somebody said, I'm coming. And I think, okay, so I've stood outside in the time leading up to church. And I didn't know who this person was. They just sent me a message or a text message. So I know who they are. So I saw somebody looking lost this is last year. I saw somebody looking lost. I was looking for somebody. So I walked up to this stranger and said, can I help you? Are you looking for Runnymede Christian Fellowship? They said, no, actually, I'm looking for the station. And we stood and we had a conversation for 3 or 4 minutes. I don't know why they couldn't find the station, because it's right obvious and there. But the point was, I had a conversation with them because I was looking for someone. Do you know what? A seed was sown. In their hearts was, oh, there's a church here. And do you know what? I am sure there was. Let me tell you a story. A story about, you may have heard me told this once before, but one of the Lifelinks Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, it's a large church. It's a city church. And let me play the story in 2 or 3 pieces. A lady was driving to church. She'd become a Christian a few weeks beforehand. And as she was driving to church, so this is the kind of second or third time she'd gone to church, she's driving to church and she sees somebody running down the road in a traffic suit. And I thought, okay, they're late for church. So I offered to pick them up. So they pulled up next to them. They threw their door open. So I'll get a lift. And this person looked at them and said, okay, and jumped in the car. And she drove to church and she got to church. And the person, as she was driving to church, she got chatting to this person. And, is this your first time of coming to church? And the person went, yes. And I said, oh, great, fantastic. So she said, and how did you find out about church? She said, I don't know anything about this church. She said, well, why? She said, I was coming to church. I was out jogging. And so, but this person came to me in church. And he became a Christian. They had a call of God. But here's the interesting thing. The following Sunday, this person's now driving by somebody else jogging, and they think that's a form of evangelism. So they stop and they open the door and they invite this person to jump into their car. Complete stranger. and say, you know, can I get a lift? Now, this person had a different perspective. So why do you want, where are you going? Why do you want to give me a lift? He said, well, I saw you jogging. I thought you were maybe late for church. I want a lift. Now, that person didn't jump into the car. But it's interesting. I think we can learn from something from a moment. We can go, So I want to encourage you. If you walk to church and as you're coming to church and if you see someone looking lost, why not stop and say, can I help you? Why not stop? I mean, they might just be looking for the railway station. They might be looking for the cinema. But in the moment, you can say, well, because they might say, well, why are you asking? Well, actually, I'm looking for people who are trying to find church. Who do you say that I am? You know, I want to encourage us to be bold. I want us to encourage to be bold in 2024. If you've got the opportunity to be bold or not to be bold, why not be bold? And just see what happens. Just see what happens. In Ephesians chapter verses 11 and 12, it talks about equipping us, church. And we're going to bring some guest speakers in throughout the year. We've already booked in the notices, you will often, I want to encourage you actually, we bring people in because we want to equip us. We want to equip ourselves as a church. We bring people in who we trust, we're in relationship with, who have gifts and talents that we don't have. So we'll be bringing, Clem will be with us, Ian Bird will be with us, Josh Heslop will be with us. And you will notice in the notices, sometimes it says to be confirmed. That's because I'm still talking to them about finalising the dates. But as soon as it's got a date up there, that's final. It's sorted. It's in the calendar. And so I'd encourage you, if you don't want to miss these people, put them in your calendar, just so that we can take and draw people. And he will give some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying body of Christ. Equipping of the saints. Who's the saints? Anybody seen a saint recently? I'm a saint. Not because of what I've done, not because I'm good, but because of Jesus. And you're a saint too, because if you put your trust in him. And so we're going to be ready for 2024 in lots of different ways. We're going to be ready because we're going to equip the saints. We're going to make time. We're going to make space to equip church, to be who God's called us to be, to stir up the gift that is in you, to press into all of that, and to release mission. I really want to press into a place where some people want to go on mission. You know, a number of years ago, Jill, you'll remember this, a number of years ago, one of our church leadership wanted to go to Tenerife mission trip. So why don't I take some people with me? Jill came to Spain, didn't you? You came to Tenerife with us, didn't you? And do you speak any Spanish, Jill? No, didn't speak any Spanish at all. And one of my fondest memories of the whole trip was after church, between two services, I saw Jill sitting there chatting away to one of the local church members. I said, together, and I think, okay, I didn't know Jill spoke Spanish. And then I thought, I don't think she does. And so I went to one of the people from the local church and said, is that lady that's sitting with Jill, does she speak English? They went, no. So I don't know whether you were just speaking and that you were just being polite to one another or whether you were speaking in tongues. But you know what? Jill encouraged that person. Jill carries a gift of encouragement. Any of us can be encouragers. And in 2024, let me encourage you. Be an encourager. If you want to default between silence and saying a word of encouragement, please do not choose silence. So let's equip, we're going to equip the saints, we're going to release people into mission. And that mission may not be, it may not start with me, it probably won't start with me. And somebody say, hey, do you know what? I've got a friend of mine who's leading a small church in this part of the world, and I'd love to go for the weekend. Does anybody want to come with me? Simple things. We can just take a car full, just two or three people. We can go somewhere because it stretches us. Do you know what? One of the things, being prophetic at home is a challenge, if I'm honest with you. Because I know you guys pretty well. So God whispers in my ear sometimes. And this might happen to you too. You know people well. God whispers in your ear. You don't say anything because you think it's the marmalade or the cheese that you ate. You know, and you think, oh, I'm really not sure whether that's just my brain running overtime or whether that's actually from God. When we go somewhere completely different, we don't even question it. We just go, okay, well, I don't know this person that's standing in front of me. I don't know them from Adam. But I will share what I will share. And you share it with a faith. And when God then confirms it, somebody confirms something, you go, yes, God. So I want to release the prophetic at home by going away a bit more, by encouraging people. When you're at work, when you're with a friend, whether you're in a small group. when you're on a WhatsApp group, when you're on a WhatsApp call with a friend, why not release the prophetic? Why not share what God said? If you sense God whispering in your ear, why not just say, do you know what? I'd just like to share something with you. You don't even have to make it complicated and say, thus says the Lord. Just say, do you know, I had this thought and I just want to share it with you. I want to encourage you. And you share that word. Many times people come back to you when they say, wow, that's exactly my situation. That's exactly my circumstance. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that. And then on the foundation of those words, you can then say, might they ask a question, where did that come from? Then you can tell them. You don't have to lead with, God spoke to me and now I'm sharing it with you. Just share the word, because the word will carry God's presence. The word will carry his unction, his spirit, his character, his nature. And then sometimes people will say, where did that come from? And we can share it with faith and Bob, because they're asking us. They're interested. You know, you can share it. You're like, yeah, actually, I'm a Christian. I've got this, and this is where I got this. I believe I got this thought from. And then they might even ask you more questions. So how do you hear from God? Well, off you go. Time for discipleship training. Discipleship training does not start the decline of Ephesians. It starts long before that. Because actually, God lines people up and he has to ask questions, starts to reveal things to them. And then they get to a point and they say, do you know what? I want to put my trust in this God that you're talking about. I want to put my trust in this Jesus, though, who I read about in the course. And so equip the saints, release for mission. I want to grow. I want us to encourage us to grow to our leadership. I don't just mean in meetings. You know, if we're going to have people coming, that means more small groups. That means more teaching. That means a youth group. We haven't had a youth group for a long time. I used to be the youth group leader. That's where I started. Julie and I started as youth group leaders in the church many, many years ago. You know, and I'm just blessed by the fact we've got extra children in Sunday school this morning, and I'm praying that will be a sign. First Sunday in 2024. To double the number of children in Sunday school. Well, I wonder if Julie's ready for double next week. And maybe we need to stand with her and say, Julie, do you know what? Sometimes you might need some support, because there's a whole bunch of things we need to do. You can't just do Sunday school. You know, for example, we need to get cleared so that we're doing things right, so that we can say that we know that our staff are good quality staff, those who are helping in Sunday school. And one of the things I also want to encourage us to upgrade is the quality of the way we reach out digitally. We're doing so much. We're doing, you know, and from 2023 into 2024 now, I don't know whether you've noticed, but there's videos every day on the internet now. Something a little encouraging going out there. And if you look at the number of people who are watching it, it's going up and up and up. Yeah. And that's in different nations. And so let's not just think about churches, the people who sit in this room. Let's think about churches, the wider gathering of who we're equipping. And why couldn't we have a church plant in 2024? Is that too dangerous a suggestion? Now, one of the things that LifeLink's encouraging us to do is to think about church planting. We do it together with somebody else. So not only grow leadership numbers, but grow leadership as a capability. I think we all could do training. This is a personal thing, but one of my personal goals was I set myself to at least 1 hour's training a week last year. I set my goal 1 hour training a week. I posted something on Facebook at the end of the year and said, I've done 168 hours of training last year. It started 1 hour a week, and some weeks I got so interested in it, I put a second hour on. And some weeks I did 3 hours. 168, that's 4 weeks worth of training in a year. Now, I'm not saying do this. There are tons of resources we've invested in as a church that's available to everybody in the church. Right Now Media, that we use for supporting our small groups, is available for all of you. You've all got a log on, and you've probably got it sent in your spam folder, but it's there for you to log on, and there are millions of hours of video teaching available to you. And if you want to do it with a friend, I mean, I'm able to a staff member at Royal Holloway when I was teaching at Royal Holloway. I said, they asked, what would you recommend? I said, well, here's a teaching. And they said, well, how do I access it? I made it free for them for a year. And they went through some teaching with some non-Christian friends on campus. Really happy to do that kind of stuff. And Faith Life, now we've got millions of films and stuff that you can watch as well. And if you need help with, ask some. It's accessible on your TV these days, all these kind of good things. So what a grow leadership. And you know, all that is so we grow the church. On these zones, on you and I, God will build his church. And you will invite different people in different ways. Some of us will invite people friendship evangelism. Others will do it through online. Others will do it out onto the streets. None of them are right or wrong. They all need to be done. So if God needs you, then do it. If you find yourself on stage holding a microphone and suddenly God drops a word in thought as you're standing there at the microphone, go for it. Just share a couple of minutes, see what happens. God is equipping us. And one of the things that you may have noticed already in the notice leading the service, I changed the format and already started to put in there some of the events that are coming. So on the 8th and 9th of March, there's a prophetic conference in Canada organised by Lifelinks. You might say, but I can't afford to go to Canada, Dave. Well, you could go if you wanted to. I'd encourage you to go. If something you wanted to do, to go to, I think it's in Regina. But it's also available online. So we could gather as a group. But you know what? I put it on our agenda. That's how James in Kenya reached out to me. He reached out to me and said, Dave, you've got this prophetic conference. Can you organise me to go? I went, I'm not going. I'm going to be there because I'm doing it online. You could do that as well. And growing church will be so exciting. We'll need a new believer course. We'll need a new joiners course. Those kind of things. Let's go back to that one scripture in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. And also I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock. Oh, sorry, you jumped around, Jonathan, sorry. There we go. Jesus said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. The revelation from heaven is something we need to get our hearts on. I am so blessed that we've got live worship. In 2023, we said we can't do anything till we've got live worship oozing out of our ears now. We've got different people who want to lead us. You know, Keris will come back ready for term number two. You know, she'll be part of the band. Yep. And I'm believing God will bring more musicians and we'll have to manage and control that in some way, you know, in a good way. I believe God will give us songwriters. And maybe there's a songwriter already in the room and God's given you a few songs and just take this as a prompt. If God's given you a few songs recently, share it with the worship team. Let's see what happens. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11, So when we make room for visitors. And making room is exciting because visitors, some will become new believers. Some of those new believers will want to press into new ministries. You know, every Monday, Food Bank meets here. Food Bank blesses people. You know, there are many people even in the midst of church who want to help to be part of Food Bank. Come and speak to me, speak to Julie, speak to Sean. You know, Food Bank is something that is so necessary in our day, in our lives today. So press in and let's see what God will do. Small groups, I believe we'll grow small groups. And as small groups, that will mean that we'll need new hosts and places where people will gather. So not only will we make room for visitors, but we'll need to make room for new believers. And in making room for new believers, we'll need to make room for new ministries. And in making room for new ministries, who knows what God will do? My final scripture, just to bring this all to a close, as we press into 2024. I've lost control here, Jonathan, so thank you. Last scripture. And so as we press into 2024, let me encourage you. There's a promise card that's by the offering bowl. Salma and others have helped us to bring something of encouragement. So if you didn't take one on New Year's Eve, you haven't got one already, please do take one. A promise card, they're there for you. Have you got the final scripture? Okay. So, let me pray. Father God, I thank you for, a new calendar year. Lord, we give you our year. Lord, we press into all that it contains. Lord, we don't know what that means. For many of us, we don't know what we'll be doing later on this year. We're in moments of change, in seasons of adaption. Father, I pray that, Lord, you'd help us to step into the day, step us into the month, step us into the year with boldness. Father, you'd let faith arise in us. Let faith arise in us for the days ahead. Lord, let us look at a mountain and realize that in your eyes it's a molehill. Father, help us to look at circumstances where the door is shut and you've given us the keys. As we read from Scripture, you've given us the keys to the kingdom. And so, Father God, when we've got the keys, if you know the code to the front door of this building and the door's unlocked, you press the code, the door is open. Somebody can't stop the door being unlocked, because if you've got if God gives us a code, if God gives us something, a clue, an idea about how we got something, I encourage you to take hold of that with boldness and with freshness. As it says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Father, thank you that you will meet all our needs. Father, thank you that you will meet the needs of those that we meet the needs of those we come across. And so, Father, open our eyes to all that you will do as we embrace with you 2024 in Jesus' name. Amen. Jerry and Debbie.